Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan. Let's go right to the phones. And joining us from Jackson Lake State Park is Amy Brandenburg. Good morning, Amy.
Hi, Terry. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great now that the snow in my yard is finally melting. The winter won't go away at my house. But and I think that was across the state. Did they get much snow up at the park, do you know?
Yeah, we did get a few inches, but it's melting off pretty fast. There's not much left.
Yeah, the sun is so high in the sky this time of the year. Hey, for people who don't know much about Jackson Lake, maybe they're new to the area or just never been out there, why don't you describe the park for them and tell them where it's located?
Yeah, so we're located in Orchard, Colorado, which is near Fort Morgan, about an hour and some change northeast of Denver. We're mostly known for our boating and fishing and camping opportunities. Unfortunately, our campgrounds are closed right now due to COVID-19. But boating is still available. Our ramps are still open. And before this last cold snap, the fishing really started picking up. So I think with a few more days of warm weather, we're probably going to see that happen again.
And, you know, when camping does reopen there, people think they get out into the eastern plains and they think of just prairie country. But I've camped there many, many years ago, and there's a lot of trees at Jackson Lake.
Yeah, we're really lucky. It's kind of like you're driving through the prairie and then you come up on a bunch of trees and there's Jackson Lake. So it's kind of an anomaly out where we're at, but we appreciate the trees where we can get them.
Right. And then the weather warms up, you guys were voted, I think, in the top 10 beaches at state parks in the United States. Is that right?
Yeah, so we did receive that designation, and we, I think, are the only actual inland beach that was ranked. So that was pretty exciting. Everything else was on the coast.
Now, the beach size varies quite a bit, but you have a tremendous amount of sand. It's a big sandy area, and you can walk out forever in that sand. I remember walking out for, I think, halfway across the lake, and it was still up to my waist in that sand. But this, I'm going to ask you about the water levels. And when the water levels are high, which they probably are now, the beach is smaller. But then as farmers draw water and the weather gets warmer, that beach gets bigger and bigger. Would that be an accurate description?
Absolutely. When those farmers start drawing water from the reservoir, because that's what our reservoir is actually intended for, is for the farmers to grow our food, that beach gets bigger and bigger. So there's a lot more space to enjoy sunbathing and beach activities.
So how is the water level right now? I would assume everybody seems to be doing pretty well. Are you guys doing well with water?
Yeah, we're full right now.
And so you said that there, before this last snowstorm, which I'm sure put the fish down a little bit, that fishermen were having quite a bit of luck. Were they doing it from a boat, ashore, or both, and what were they catching?
Yeah, so we actually had luck with both. So out on boats, a lot of people were catching walleye throughout the lake. And then down by the inlet, they were catching quite a few wipers. So shoremen and boaters were having luck. So that doesn't typically happen. It's usually one or the other. So it was fun to see both groups having good luck.
And, of course, we want everybody when they come out to practice social distancing. Is there room to spread out and fish the shore quite a bit?
Yeah, down by the boat ramp, there's plenty of space to fish over there. On our dam, you can really spread out. That is open to fishermen. The inlet can get a little tight sometimes, so if people are seeing a lot of people down at the inlet, we're usually recommending to just try and find another place to fish like the dam.
All right. Well, let's talk about something else that's special. You guys do a lot of programs out there at Jackson Lake during the course of the year. I know your chili cook-off and your Dutch oven in the fall is just a huge draw, and people love that. But you also have a lot of astronomy things that go on there. People come out with telescopes, you have gatherings, you have clubs that help you, and you just recently applied for a certification. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Jackson Lake has been in about a 2.5-year process to become an international dark skies park. So it would be the first state park in Colorado and one of just a handful of places in Colorado with the accreditation. So the way that we first started it is we applied for a couple grants from the Colorado Parks Foundation and then also the Director's Innovation Grant through GoCo. We were awarded both grants, so we were able to purchase new fixtures. We were able to partner with Morgan County Rural Electric Association. They came in and they took out all of our large street lamps. So we're really trying to eliminate a lot of the outside light pollution to help with nocturnal animals and give really good night sky viewing opportunities to our visitors, just a whole new opportunity for people to come to Jackson Lake State Park.
You know, whether you're an astronomer or not, if you only view the sky from the city, even in Fort Collins where I live, we go out to our hot tub at night and we'll look up and we can see the Big Dipper and some of the constellations. But the view is so much different because of the light that lights up the sky from the homes and the businesses. When you get out into a true dark sky environment, it really is just spectacular what you see, isn't it?
Yeah, we're really lucky to be outside of that glow of Denver, Fort Collins, Greeley. We're just outside of it. So a lot of times, especially during the summer, you can see the entire Milky Way draped across the sky. It's been really neat.
And people, you know, to get out now, do people come out on their own or they usually come out as groups or how do they take advantage of that?
Yeah, so we have a couple different groups that do come to visit us. We have some amateur astronomers that come and bring their own telescopes out. You don't need a telescope to come out and really appreciate the dark skies at Jackson Lake. We were lucky enough to partner with Celestron and Mile High Astronomy down in Denver, and we have a wonderful telescope that we're really looking forward to using this summer for programming. And then we also partner with the Northern Colorado Astronomy Group. They come out and they do a couple different lectures throughout the summer. They bring their telescopes. We'll set ours up so that people can get a much closer view of different planets and galaxies. It's a whole different world.
Yeah, now right now, of course, with the COVID-19, we're not seeing group programs and things, and hopefully that will change quickly so as we get into the summer people can take advantage of this. But like you said earlier, there's no reason that people can't come out and they can't camp there, but they could come out and watch the sunset and then look at the sky, I think, and probably they would be just in awe of what they would see.
Exactly. And there's actually a lot of cool apps that you can use for your phone that if you have your location services turned on, you can point it at the sky and it'll tell you exactly what you're looking at and give you some really neat facts about different constellations. So you're exactly right, is that you don't need a telescope. Just come out. It's a great way to social distance and maybe see something that you haven't seen before.
Yeah, and make sure you come out with your family and, you know, that you're with people that live in your residence for now. I mean, as we suggest these activities, they're going to change, hopefully for the better. We're going to see a loosening of restrictions or recommendations. And we really want to stress that, first of all, you can go to the Parks and Wildlife's COVID page, and I'm going to talk more about that later in the show. But as you be aware of what the restrictions and regulations are, and even if it's not a mandate, if it's just a suggestion, people need to follow it so that we can take advantage of these resources and keep them open. And I think Jackson Lake State Park would be a great one of those. In fact, what a great day would be to come out, do a little shore fishing, and then stay long enough just to see the stars, because it's just it's spectacular out there. It's beautiful. Now, when camping starts, how is that going to affect this dark skies project?
So one thing that we're asking all of our campers, once our campers do open up, is to, we have the slogan, light your sight, not the night. So to only use necessary lighting on your camper. So a lot of the newer style campers have all these LEDs and cool color effects all over their campers. Well, it really can affect the person next to you trying to view the night sky, or it may affect your opportunity to view the night sky. So we're really trying to get kids especially to take a break from looking down at their phones and really appreciate what's above them.
All right. Well, we've got to let you go, Amy, but it just sounds like a great, I love looking up the night sky when it's dark. I'm probably going to venture out there this summer myself. It just sounds like a great opportunity. I'm sure you'll have more information and updates on the Facebook page and website for the park.
Yep, absolutely. We update our Facebook very often.
All right. Thank you for joining us. What a great opportunity out at Jackson Lake.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. Amy Brandenburg from Jackson Lake State Park. We're going to take a quick time out. We have more outdoors coming on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.